producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. I think I'm going to take another couple minutes, but not right now, because Shirley has been hanging on for me, and talk with you a little bit more about why it's so important to divvy up the financial responsibilities in a relationship so that one person is neither making all the decisions nor one person is making the money and the other is spending it, that there really needs to be a balance, because that money is the major cause of the breakup of first marriages, believe it or not. Children left over from the first are the major cause of the breakup of second marriages. But all right, Shirley, let me not keep you waiting. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm really excited to talk to you. I've listened to you for a lot of years. So.
Well, thank you. How can I help you?
My first time calling. I have a daughter, 21, and I guess my question is, how do I help her? And the sort of background information is, over this past year, I kind of last year decided I'm too heavy. I got on the scale and realized how much I weighed and decided that was enough. And so over the course of the year, helping with your help, running and listening to your podcasts and things, and eating right, I've lost about 63 pounds, and my husband's
wow,
lost about 45.
You.
Yeah, we're feeling pretty good. But my daughter has done the reverse. While she's away at college, she's only 5'2", and she's gained a lot of weight this year. And I, you know, it's worse seeing it on her than it is on me. It's harder to see that and to see that she's still got a lot of confidence and things, but you can tell it's just making her unhappy. So we've talked about it a few times. And
what has she said to you about it?
Well, she just is, every time she's home, she's like coming up with a new diet, or I've got to get this under control, or yet she'll kind of sit and eat a lot. and I don't, you know, she knows it. I don't need to throw it in her face all the time. And so, I don't know that I was the greatest role model as she was growing up. I've never been a really thin person, but at all. But I don't think we ate horribly, but I don't know. We tried a couple things. I suggested therapy because she was really, really unhappy last year. And I said, look, go see somebody and talk to them. Talk to someone on the outside who can maybe help figure out what's going on, because maybe if you can get this chaos in your head figured out, it'll bring everything into control.
Did she do that?
She did for a little bit. And then she said, she just didn't agree with them, the person. She liked them, but they said, they kept trying to tell her maybe she was unhappy with her parents or something, and she didn't agree with that. And I said, well, maybe you are, but, you know, it's okay. And so she stopped. And then she wanted to try, like, one of these meal plan things. So we tried that, and that worked for about a month, and then she couldn't do that. She's away at college, and so it's hard. You know, she's really busy. And so I guess this comes up now because, one, we finally kind of feel good about ourselves, which is really good, my husband and I. But when she sees this, I'm afraid it just throws it in her face every time.
Well,
she needs some weight.
As long as you're not throwing it in her face.
No, but she'll make comments all the time.
Like, well, give me an example of a comment.
Those jeans are skinny jeans, or those look good on you. And I thank you. But
I think that's the appropriate response.
Right. I guess the question's coming up is, I'm about to spend a week with her.
Right.
And I'm excited about that and you know, see her and stuff. But I want to help her, but I don't want to, and I don't want to make it worse. And I don't know how to help her.
All right. So when you say you want to help her, what are you thinking about doing?
Well, I'm worried. I think she needs to get healthier, but I want to help her in an appropriate way that doesn't make her feel bad about herself, that doesn't have me saying to her, you're heavy, you need to lose weight.
Well, first of all, you know my basic rule, because you listen to the program, is you never tell anybody something that, number one, they already know, especially when it's negative. I mean, she lives, not only does she live in the land of the mirror, the same that you do, but that she's already expressed that she knows that there's a problem there. And as you, what percentage of your life would you say you were heavy?
I think I've always been.
Okay.
I mean, I've never been a horribly obese person or anything. I've
okay.
just been, had extra weight. I'm never small. So most of it, you know.
All right. So was your mom heavy or not?
Not till, you know, after menopause, actually.
All right. So that there was a part of your life where you were heavy and your mother wasn't?
No, probably not, because I was like 6 of 7 kids, so by the time I was old enough to really know better, my mom was heavier. Does that make
right.
sense? So she was in her 40s, mid-40s.
Did she ever say anything about your weight?
About mine, no. Nope.
All right.
No.
If she'd said that, did anybody else ever say anything about your weight?
I had a guy I liked in college, and the very first person I ever liked, and he said, "I associate you with fat people."
Whoa!
Yeah, that was
well. I hope we dumped
rude.
Him. All right,
I just walked away.
All right, let me tell you. Believe it or not, I actually had a point in my questions, which is that, you know, until you're ready, you're just not ready.
Right.
And so it sounds to me that your daughter is kind of flirting with the idea of doing something. But as you know, the weight loss is not a terribly complicated deal. You just have to eat fewer calories than you burn.
And I'm aware it's a head game. Your head has to be there.
And I think you're just going to have to let her figure that out as on her own. But what you can say is, you can say, look, you know, I came down here with the ideas that I was going to help you. And, you know, what I've decided is, rather than my offering, when you're ready, you tell me what I can do to help. And whether it's do an exercise program with you, whether it's do a bet with whoever, you know, that I'll, you know, your issue may not be weight loss at this moment, so your issue may be that I'll get the, you know, the attic cleaned out, and, you know, whoever, and, you know, the, and whoever gets their, whoever loses the most pound or gets the most junk out of the attic, you know, gets to take the other one on a cruise. I don't know. You figure out something.
Right.
But the point being that you figure out something. Rather than saying to her, I want to help you, say, when you're ready, you tell me, and I'll do whatever I can to help you. But at this point, let's just enjoy ourselves. And you can say for her, for you, that means, I don't know how much eating is part of what you do together. So, and that may be something that you don't want to do right now. I mean, you don't take an alcoholic out for a drink, but,
right.
And so maybe that you don't sort of plan most of your stuff around food, but to say, look, when you're ready, rather than my offering to help you, just know that I'm here. I know how hard losing weight is, and I'm willing to help you in whatever way makes some sense to you, but I'm going to wait and be directed by you. And then
so
just
it
let
okay
it go.
To like, to bring that up, or do I wait till she brings something up?
Well, I mean, I think it's okay to hit it off at the pass, especially if you feel that you're likely to kind of blurt out something of, I bring it up. I'll tell you why I bring it up. Because she's expecting you to do it, because that's what you always do. And
well, to
my
husband
don't,
more than any, I'm
well,
afraid her dad's going to say something
well,
to her sometimes.
And
but
you can, is he coming with you for this
no,
visit?
No.
Perfect.
Not
so what you can say is, look, my original idea was to come down here and say, I know just between us girls, I know it's an issue. I know when I was heavy, it was, you know, until I was ready, I wasn't ready. So rather than making you feel bad about it, what I'm saying to you is when you're ready, you tell me and you tell me what you think I can do to help, and I'm willing to do it. In the meantime, let's do wonderful things together, except I want to really be a little bit careful about what I eat. And other than that, let's do whatever you want to do.
Okay. That sounds good. I just always kind of feel badly when I see her and think, oh,
well, you have to stop doing that.
Pants
you have to stop. You have to stop doing that.
Okay.
Because understand, I mean, think about at some point when you were 20 and you were a little bit heavy, you had friends who either lost weight or were skinny.
Right.
And, you know, their pity was really irritating to you.
Right.
So
yeah.
There's nothing to pity. But when she's ready, she will. It doesn't sound to me that she's unhealthy. It sounds to me that she is maybe motivated, maybe a little intimidated by the fact that her mom's lost some weight, but she'll figure it out or she won't, and she'll ask you for some help if she wants to. But feeling sorry for herself is a way of being smug, and you don't want to do that. All right? I'll put you on hold if there's anything more you need to ask. If not, good luck. Just mention up front that you're going to leave it to her. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great time to do exactly that. Tell me whatever it is that's on your mind. As I mentioned, I did want to talk, I know we were going to talk about, which actually leads into this, to talk about, oops, I just hit my microphone, sorry.
That's all right. Live radio, everybody.
Thump? Yeah,
that's how they know we're live, right?
Yeah. Bang.
Yeah.
All right. About the place of money in a relationship. And you can hear with Sarah, that it's not the only problem, but it's certainly creating some issues that are going to be very difficult to surmount. And the way to deal with it, especially where you've got both people working, is just to divide all the expenses that are shared by how much money each of you makes, so that you're each paying proportionally the same amount of money. And you can hear, so that means that when he wants to go fishing or she wants to go back to school, you don't really need to ask the other person's permission monetarily. And that will take, as she says, you could hear that she got it because she said, oh, that means I won't be nagging all the time. And it is, because that way the saver can save, the spender can spend, and it doesn't come out of each other's hide because the living expense is already taken care of. And that way, if one of you wants to have a clunky car and spend more money on clothes, that's okay. You don't have to clear with the other person because you each pay for your own car and you each pay for your own clothes. And that way you can gift each other if you want to. You can get each other kind of cool things. Or you can save, or you can, I mean, it just gives both of you a lot more flexibility. And as Sarah so legitimately pointed out, less nagging. So, I mean, I know it doesn't sound very romantic to think about talking about money when you're talking about marrying somebody. But trust me, it will save you a serious amount of grief in not only the long run, but the short run as well. Or not only the short run, but the long run as well. So, okay? It also allows one of you to be a big spender and one of you to be a big saver. And, you know, none of it will impact your relationship in a negative way. It will be fun for both of you. All righty? There we go. 855-99-3-7569. All right, so we were going to talk about that whole issue of, which actually relates directly to money, about stores being open on Thanksgiving. And it's not sure that stores are going to be open on Christmas. Well, we said, but I guess there always are some stores that are open on Christmas.
Yeah, any
convenience store. I mean, like 7-Elevens, yeah.
That sort of thing, yeah.
Gas stations, stuff like that.
Yep.
So the question is, how do you feel about it? Would you be willing to, and you're saying that you were kind of ambivalent, as I recall.
Yeah,
I'm kind of wishy-washy on it.
Yeah. I think if it came down to it and I had to make a decision, I would say I'm kind of against it. I guess I guess that's where I would lie, is I'm against it because I just think the kind of principle of it. I think there should be at least one or two days a year where everybody kind of just takes a chill pill, you know. And
well, but I mean, if there were a chill pill day, I think that's a different issue than deciding it's a religious holiday, because it's not everybody's religious holiday.
Except for Thanksgiving, though, I think is not necessarily religious, is it? Isn't it?
I mean, well, I suppose that's probably as close to a non-sectarian holiday as we get. So you're saying that you just assume things were closed on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I guess I kind of would. You know, I mean, I think it's maybe good for the soul of the country and everybody kind of to just take a day off, you know?
What if the money is more important than the leisure right now?
Yeah, and I understand that. And that's where my
your ambivalence
conflict
comes
in. Is,
what if
you
knew,
who am I to say that?
Most people that work on Thanksgiving don't work for the whole day. Because
that's true, every once in a while,
and a lot of grocery stores are open at least in the morning.
Right.
And the reason I know that is because, right, when you're cooking, you forget
forgot
the onion.
Yep, I've been there too. Yeah.
Yeah. So you go rushing over, and almost everybody says that they're going home to have Thanksgiving with
their
family.
Right.
So, all right. So, I've worked a lot of holidays just because, you know, especially I had my own gig, I was everybody's favorite fill-in. And so,
right. Sure.
But the thing is, even when I worked, that I didn't work the whole day. And, of course, I don't have to kill my own food, and it's not like I'm doing heavy lifting. Although I think most of the people who are working are not killing their own food or doing heavy lifting.
Probably not.
And for a lot of people, I mean, the other holiday question I get asked a lot is, how do I deal with my family? And, of course, if you have to work, you're
yeah,
home free.
Yeah, you from that. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Had to work, yeah.
Yeah, and there's quite a few people, I'm sure, that, you know,
That's just having
exactly
some time
way,
yeah. away from the family is not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
All right, so having said that, let's hear what our, because we got a huge number of responses on this, right?
Yep, okay. Yep. So the question, the way we posed it was, are you okay with working on Thanksgiving or Christmas? Why or why not?
Okay.
And the first one in here, and this goes right back to what we were just talking about, Robbie says, absolutely, holiday pay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of people, they love it because they get paid time and a half for it. And, you know, like I said, that's where my thing is. Who am I to tell them they can't take advantage of that? You know what I mean?
Just well, yeah. And again, if you figure that if I spend 3 or 4 hours working on Thanksgiving and still can have Thanksgiving with my family and it allows me to be more generous for Christmas or Hanukkah
right,
or whatever,
right.
I mean, that's not necessarily a bad deal.
Right, and then Karen weighs in. She says, no, I hate working anytime. Wish I was rich. Don't we all, sister?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Zella says, only if I choose to work. She says, I want those days off. Spending time with family is more important than getting a holiday bonus, but to each their own.
Well, yeah, and I don't think anybody, although there are states that have blue laws.
Yes,
I lived in one, Massachusetts. Yep. And the only, I don't think any of the stores are open there, although I don't know now because I haven't lived there for a while. But at the time I lived there, not only the stores were not open, liquor stores were not open, and you couldn't wash your car on Sunday.
Oh, really? Wow.
True story. Yeah. There have actually been people who were ticketed. I don't think they were actually arrested, but
wow,
there are actually people
no
who
kidding.
Were ticketed. Because, yeah, blue laws are serious.
That's funny.
Serious.
Can't wash your cars on Sunday.
Yeah. Though. Well, that's, you know, that's the Lord's Day. You don't do any work.
Right. Ricardo says, I work for an insurance company, will be a waste of time, but I once worked for a car rental company, and it was a mandatory day to work even during a hurricane. Wow.
Yeah, people trying to get out of Dodge, I would guess.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, Sherry says, no, everyone should have family time.
If they want it.
Yeah, that's there you go again.
Because, you know, on Thursdays, as many of you know, I do Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Right.
And the question today was, what do you do if you're if you just break out? And I was thinking about
spending
Thanksgiving.
Time with your family. Yeah.
And I said, well, first of all, we all need to sort of have an anti-Norman Rockwell moment and understand that most people are not having a great time.
Yeah.
Despite of his cover. And Uncle George, you know, is going to pass out into the cranberry sauce, and somebody's going to go and watch TV, and the turkeys. But, you know, I think the real issue, excuse me, see, talking about family, I just start choking up.
Get you all messed up there, yeah. You're choking and everything.
That part of it is trying to jam a year's worth of intimacy into one day, and that's one thing to be careful about. Excuse me, I have to go and figure out why I'm so choked up about talking about family.
We're going to figure it out.
All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy, how am I going to help you today?
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to share a sad story.
John, just a second. Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay, because it's okay. It's just reverbing on that, but
okay. I'll try to be quick.
No, you don't have to be quick. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is a unfortunate story, but relates to you and has some pretty redeeming qualities to it. I had a good friend. His name was Ali Chase Peabody, and he actually passed away a few weeks ago due to drug addiction and an overdose. But where you come into the story is that over the last few months, while we spoke and we were really honest with each other and, you know, talked about problems in life, he mentioned on multiple occasions that he really listened to you religiously and that it was kind of his therapy. He told me that it was to the extent of he thinks about an hour a day, 5 days a week for something like 10 years is what he told me. And yeah, it meant a lot to him. He definitely suffered from his own problems. And there's more to the story I can tell you, but it just he specifically kind of told us all, give this show a shot. It's such interesting, different stories, and you can really relate to all of them. And, I've actually given it a listen over the last few weeks, and there's some great stuff there. Ollie actually even told me over the years he has called in and spoken to you on the air about two or three times, and I just wanted to share that with you and make those just a small dedication to him.
Well, thank you. How old was Ollie?
Ollie was 28.
Well, I'm certainly sorry to hear about his demise and how he, you know, felt like he couldn't go on, and that's very sad. And I guess on some level to feel like he got a little comfort out of the program, I just wish that there'd been. Look, you bring up a really important point, and let me just, if you'll allow me, to kind of use your phone call as a way of dealing with it, which
yeah.
is, look, I am a therapist, I'm a clinical psychologist, I'm licensed, but what I do on the air I would view more as community education and therapy. And I'm delighted and flattered and honored that people listen and try and sort through issues in their own life by listening to other people sort through, and they occasionally call me and have me help them. But it's not a substitute for therapy. Just because it doesn't have the ongoing quality that therapy does, it doesn't have the focus, it doesn't have the commitment from y'all, to be quite honest. And I can't really function as a therapist on the air in the same way that I could if you were coming to see me on a weekly or biweekly basis. So while I'm touched, I'm very grateful to you for calling and sharing that. But I really don't want people to think, well, if I have a drug addiction problem, or I have an alcoholic problem, or I have an abuse problem, or whatever it is that's going on in your life, this may be a valuable way to understand that there is help, that there are other people, you're not alone, that you're not unique in your suffering. But I just don't want people, I mean, one of my great nightmares is that somebody will take a handful of something and call me to talk them out of killing themselves, and they'll get a busy signal, or they miscalculated the time. And I'm really glad that you called. I'm really sad that he is not with us, but I really want to take, if it's all right with you, the opportunity of your phone call and your narrative to say to people, don't let me be your primary source of help if you're really in trouble. Get a therapist, or go to the emergency room, or do something more than calling me. I can be a first step, but don't let me be the only step. It's just I can't offer you enough.
Of course. And just to give Ollie a little credit, he actually told me you weren't his only therapy. He said he had tried 25 therapists in 3 years and could not find someone that he related to. He had been in and out of rehab, and he had tried a lot of things. So he was searching. He wasn't just looking for an easy answer.
Okay. Well, John, yeah, and I certainly wasn't beating up on Allie. I was just saying, I just worry that somebody says, I can call her and everything will be better. And for some issues, that's true. I mean, if it's just a matter of do I go to the wedding or not, even though we're having a fight, then, you know, that is not an unreasonable thing. Although, as you have heard in the last couple of weeks, and as Allie heard over the last 10 years, that my saying something to somebody and them agreeing to do it are not necessarily the same issue. So, but I do appreciate you sharing that that at least there was some comfort in his life that was offered by the program, and I'm very grateful for that. I really am, and that discovered it, and hopefully I just want to sort of make the cautionary statement of folks: if you're really in trouble, call me after you're better. Don't use me as your primary. I can't offer you enough, and I don't want to mislead you by offering you some Band-Aid for something where you're hemorrhaging. I want you to get some real help. And it's not that I'm not helpful. It's just that that all I can probably do is point you in the right direction or hold your hand or celebrate with you when you've made your great strides. But you're going to need more than I can offer you. So,
yeah.
So,
well,
John, I'm glad. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And thank you for allowing me to use your comments as a kind of cautionary. Look, I'm not in any way saying to people, don't call me. I'm saying, because I just assume you did call me. But understand the limitations of what I can offer you and the vastness of what you need sometimes, and make sure that there's not a huge discrepancy between those two. Okay, sir. Well, listen, if there's something I can do in the future to kind of point you in the right direction or give you a pat on the back or give you a shove in the right direction, please feel free to call, and I do appreciate your call today.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
Thank you, John. 855-99-DR-JOY. I mean, that's kind of a sobering call in some ways because, as I said, I'm delighted that someone listened and could find some help. But don't confuse it for something it's not, all right? And I really am licensed. I really am a clinical psychologist. I really have been doing this for a while. But, I can probably help you to get to the questions. The answers are most likely still going to have to come from you, and that may require more than I can do here. But I'm certainly willing to be a step in your life if that's useful to you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Alrighty, so the point being that, and it's one of the issues that hasn't come up very often in the last couple of years, mostly because I think that the idea of a psychologist on the radio has become part of the zeitgeist. I mean, there have been murder mysteries where I was the bad guy. I mean, I sort of felt like, da-da, might have run. I was the murderer. There have been movies, right? Sleepless in Seattle. There have been plays. Judith Ivey played me in a play, and she came and sat in on my program to kind of figure out how to be me. So, I mean, that whole notion of confusing somebody on the air with the somebody that you see once a week for 50 minutes on an ongoing basis and your insurance company is billed has kind of fallen away. It was an issue when I very first started, and I've told the story before, of being invited when I'd been on the air for about, I don't know, a couple months, and the Mass Psych Association, Massachusetts Psychological Association, invited me to be their keynote speaker, and I was just flattered out of my mind because I hadn't had, I guess I'd had my degree for a couple of years, for like 4 or 5 years, but I just started the program, and 4 or 5 years out of graduate school, they don't invite you to be a keynote speaker. And so I just, and more than a trifle naive, and there were 10 people there from D.C. who were there to take away my license, and they didn't. But not only did they not take it away, but they had a little wine and cheese reception for me afterwards, and I walked away with like a huge stack of like about 45 or 50 business cards of people who said, well, I'll fill in for you, which I thought was just hypocritical. I mean, I can actually understand people having an aversion to it, but most of the people, no one who had any aversion to it had ever listened to the program. Because you guys know, I am really careful. And I mean, I am licensed. I am educated. I am a clinical psychologist, but it's not what I do on the air. I mean, I use that background, and hopefully I use the information and the knowledge and the experience, but it's not the same. I don't have the face-to-face contact. I don't have the ability to follow up. I don't have the ability to see you on an emergency basis. It's a very different medium. I personally have grown to think it's very helpful and very useful, which I was a bit skeptical about, to be quite honest, in the beginning. But it's not the same as therapy, and I don't want you to be confused about that, because I'm not, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3756-9. The men, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you very much again for taking my call.
My pleasure. How may I help you?
I have a question for you about medication. Sometimes you take medication the pain. You have pain, like a car accident, you take medication, but the medication is not working. You feel depressed, you feel dizziness, you feel weakness.
Well, so
I don't
you
know
call,
what's your advice on that.
You call your doctor and tell your doctor that.
Oh, okay, I see.
And because, first of all, it may be that the dosage, what are you taking the medication for?
Just for the pain.
For what? For pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it may be the dosage is too high. That there's no such thing as a medication that doesn't have side effects. So what you're trying to do, or what the physician's trying to do, is to try and balance whatever the positive effects are with the side effects. But most pain medication will make you kind of dizzy. It can make you dry mouth. And it may be that it's, and there are people that are just have not very good reactions to certain medications and are fine with others. So it's a really good idea to call your doctor and tell him or her that you're having that medication. It may be that they want you to take it, for example, with food or without food, or in just before you go to bed at night, or to take half a dosage, or to take it with a lot of water. Or what. So there are lots of possibilities, but I think you should call your doctor and report to the doctor. And if you get any kind of rash, when you take any medication, this is for everybody. If you get any kind of rash or you have a hard time breathing, don't even call your doctor. Call up an emergency room, because you may be getting a reaction to the medication that can be very, very dangerous. So, but if you're getting a reaction that's most doctors will tell you that, look, you may feel a little lightheaded about this, or you may feel a little dizzy about it, but that's what your doctor's there for. I'm the wrong kind of doctor for you on this particular question, because I'm a psychologist rather than a physician. But I'd call your doctor right now. Don't wait for the weekend, because you know doctors take off just like everybody else. Or don't wait till 8 o'clock at night. If you're getting a reaction, call right away. And even if it's the middle of the night, most doctors have somebody on call. But if you get any kind of heart palpitations, if you feel you can't breathe, if you're getting any kind of swelling, if you're getting any kind of rash, don't even call your doctor. Just go to the emergency room.
Emergency room.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brown.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your help.
My pleasure.
855. I know that some people sometimes they wanted to call you. They don't make phone calls because you sit down and then listen to you. You have questions before we call you, somebody make phone call and then ask the same question, and they give them
great.
Good answer.
No, that's great. That's very helpful. Yeah. There are people who say, you know, I don't listen, but you know, you've answered the question, so that's great.
I just want to thank you again. You are the doctor who, you know, you make feel better. You make people feel better. You don't give them medication. You don't give them injection.
That's true. You don't get any.
Make people feel better. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Yeah, nobody gets side effects from listening to me. That's a nice thing to say, isn't it? They used to tease me.
Yeah,
it was really a nice thing to say. When I first started as a therapist, I got my PhD when I was like 25. I don't know. And at the clinic, I was the only woman who did adult therapy. Other people did children. There are other women who did children, but I was the only one doing adults. So, I worked at a fairly, it wasn't a huge clinic, but it had an intake worker who would then assign people. You would come in and you'd say, here's my problem. And they would say, oh, yeah, will you go to see Dr. Brown? And nobody bothered to tell them that, number one, Dr. Brown was female. And number two, Dr. Brown was young female, and I remember people just going, oh, crap, I got Barbie doll for a... And it wasn't, you know, that I was gorgeous or you know, looked like a Barbie doll. It's just that they got a Twinkie for a therapist.
Right, but, yeah. Nice.
yeah. So, but they used to tease me that they really thought my degree was in hairdressing, because everybody looked better when they came out of my office than they did going in. So.
Well, yeah, that should say something, you know.
It's really funny, because a friend of mine is pitching a TV program for me, and one of them is the idea that they would team me with somebody who would also do sort of makeovers.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that was kind of funny because that was, you know, my original, they used to tease me about that, is that people looked much better coming out of my office than they did going in.
That's funny,
and
Joy.
I didn't do their hair, honest.
Yeah, that, it's funny you say that because obviously I had known about the friend pitching the TV show too, and we had talked about it off air, but I didn't think of that aspect of it, you know, that yeah, they're getting the makeover, but they're also getting the makeover, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. Exactly. I'll that's, do the inside, they do neat. The outside.
Right, I love yeah. it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're I'll let you know about that. We yeah, yeah. There's always some project that's being pitched somewhere.
Right,
so.
Sure. Cool.
All righty. So we've got, what have I got here? About I've got about 3 minutes. No,
yeah,
I've got about 2 minutes.
Yep.
All right, why don't we do a couple more people deciding that it's a good idea to work on Thanksgiving or not a good idea to work on Thanksgiving.
Sure. Doug chimes in and he says, okay, I work for a major department store in appliances. I'm scheduled 5 p.m. Thanksgiving until 10 or 11 Friday. They cut commissions to 30, the commissions 30 to 50% on all specials.
Whoa.
And wait for it, he says, we have no salary. Ouch.
People they're not paying them at all for that?
Oh,
they're
man.
Just straight commission?
Commission, it looks like, yeah. He says, people have too much stuff as it is. The whole season is out of hand. I would pay for someone, or I would pay someone $100 to go in for me if I could, he says.
You know
ooh,
what? Send you our, send your name and where you live, and I'll bet you we could get
resume.
Something to take you up
yeah.
on it. Yeah.
Oh.
That, I mean, I think that's
ouch.
Not really very fair because you really don't have a choice, and it's not like you're going to make a whole lot of money on it. I mean, I think that that's really kind of unfair.
Yeah, that's one I'm definitely not for.
All right, well, you tell us what store it is, and we'll boycott them.
Yeah, there
you go. That's not
going
to help you very much.
Probably not.
But at least there's the revenge factor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's not really very
yeah.
fair.
Yeah, Aurora chimes in. She says, I'm not okay with it. She says, I work Thanksgiving Day for the first time, and hopefully my last, in 2012. She says the job market was bad, so I had to take a retail job. It was the most depressing day ever. There was food provided for the overnight Black Friday workers, but the Thanksgiving Day staff weren't able to eat any of it. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
That's not
come
good.
On.
She says,
here's what we're going to do. What we're going to say is,
yeah.
if you're one of the retailers who's decided that you're really going to get into this, all right, let's be fair. That this is really the season, and the better morale that your salespeople have, the better your sales are going to do.
There you go.
So
yeah.
let's pay them fairly. Let's give them some food or give them credit so they can get you know a gift
yeah.
certificate at the store or something. So that they're getting something out of it as well. Come on, folks. Let's get with a program here. And if you're not doing it, I'll tell you what. We're gonna take a list. We're going to take names and of people who of retailers who don't do it, and we're going to all boycott you. So there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from? from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.